prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have indeed got the whole world in your hands. You are in ultimate control, even though we live in a world where many have turned away from you and we see the consequences of that. So Father, we pray now that as we have these moments to listen to your words from the Bible, you would open our hearts afresh to understand and to see more of who you are and our need of you. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do take a seat. Now, I need a couple of people to come and help me be scorers. So we've got three there. You can come out. That's great. Anybody else like to come and help? Three will do. Okay. Now, if you can be on that side, and you two can be on that side. Are you going to come and help us as well? That's super, right? Okay, you stand on that. You come on that side. We need some more on this side, so that's great. That's super. Okay. Now, what we're going to do a quiz. Actually, maybe if you just stand on the next step down so people can see the screen even better. We're going to do a quiz, and I want you, we want this side to be one team, okay? And this side to be the other team. So you need to make sure that if your side gets a point, you remember it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And you need to remember if your side gets a point, you remember it. Right, okay. So the quiz is, whose mother is this? Okay? So here's the first one. And there are three possibilities there. Is it Prince Philip's mother, Boris Johnson's mother, or Jeremy Corbyn's brother? Now, mother. Poor lady. She's not here, so she's not embarrassed. Right, okay. So, anybody on this side really confident of who it is? No. Is somebody going to have a go at this side then? Boris Johnson is correct. It is Boris Johnson's mother. So that's 1 point to you. Okay. Whose mother is this? Is it David Jason's mother, David Beckham's mother, or Noel Edmonds' mother? I can't tell the difference between a mother and a brother, can I? I think we ought to give this side a bit of a chance this time. So anybody, let's see, who should we ask? Or do you think you know? You might not know who all those people are, because some of them have been around a long time.
I don't know.
No. So who'd like to make a guess then? Is it David Jason, David Beckham, or Noel Edmonds' mother?
Yeah.
Yeah, over there? It is David Beckham's mother. Yeah, it is. So that's... What's the score then?
1-1.
1-1. Right, okay. Next one. Is this the mother of Rihanna, Beyoncé, or Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
Are we confident on this? Who's going to have a go on this side?
Beyonce.
We think it's Beyonce. People agree with that? It is Beyonce's mother.
Yes.
There you are. Next one. So what's the score?
2-1.
Right. Now then, this person here. Is it Donald Trump's mother, Alan Sugar's mother, or Bill Clinton, the old American president's mother? What do we think? It's this side's turn. Anybody going to guess? Anybody know? Maybe somebody might know. What do we think? It is Donald Trump's mother, yeah. Famous Scottish lady, isn't she? So he says. Right, okay. That score is...
2-2.
Next one. Is this the mother of David Cameron?
No.
Nick Clegg or George Osborne? All politicians. David Cameron, the former Prime Minister, Nick Clegg and George Osborne, former Cabinet Ministers. David Cameron, people think? People agree? It is David Cameron's mother. Yeah, so what's the score? 3-2. Now this lady, is it Michael J. Fox's mother, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Quentin Tarantino's mother? Or people associated with films and things? Is it this side's turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are saying Leonardo DiCaprio. Do you agree with that? Yes. It is Leonardo DiCaprio's mother. So that's what score?
3-all.
3-all. This one? Is it Katie Price's mother, Kelly Brook's mother, or Linda Lusardi's mother? What do we think? Katie Price, Kelly Brook, or Linda Lusardi? It's this side, isn't it? Anybody like to guess? It is Katie Price's mother. So what's the score?
4-3.
Right, this one then. Lily Allen, Miley Cyrus, or Britney Spears? Who do we think's mum is that then? This side. We got anybody who's an expert on these people? Sure there are. Lily Allen, Miley Cyrus, or Britney Spears? What do we think? Miley Cyrus is correct. What's the score? Oh gosh. This person now then. Who's this then? Is it the mother of George Clooney? George from Rainbow? Or George Michael? George Clooney, George from Rainbow, or George Michael? This could be the tiebreaker, this, because I reckon this is the last one, and it's 4-4, isn't it? Does anybody know? Who'd like to guess? George Clooney is correct. Oh, there's another one. So you've got the chance. You've got the chance to get to a draw here. So is this lady the mother of Robert Downey Jr., Basil Rathbone, or Benedict Cumberbatch? There is kind of a clue in the options, aren't there? Here, really. You think it's Benedict Cumberbatch's mum, do you? It is. So that means you've all got 5 right, and everybody was completely correct each time. So. If there's ever a prize for lots of money for guess the mother, then you're the ones to do it, aren't you? Thank you very much to my helpers. I'd like to go and sit down now. Thank you. Now, in that Bible reading from Isaiah 49, we heard some powerful words about mothers. And that's a very suitable theme for Mothering Sunday, because we think about our mothers, especially on this day. And it's good to think about them. It's good to remember them. It's good to give thanks to them if they're with us, or to give thanks for them whether they are or not. And those words from Isaiah 49 point us to something very important. They're words that were spoken by God over 2,500 years ago. And they were very important words, because the people at the time were feeling very, very fed up. You see, things have been very tough for God's Old Testament people. They'd often turned away from God and had started to think and behave just like all the other nations around them. They forgot that they were God's people, and they had the privilege of knowing him and knowing his laws and the ways that he'd outlined for them to live. Now, despite a lot of warnings, they were taken into exile. That meant that they were taken away from the country where they lived, and they were forced to live in another country. You see, the kingdom of Babylon came, and they took lots of people away from Jerusalem to their country. And that was really, really terrible for the people. But they weren't just homesick. What had happened to them made them ask lots and lots of questions. It made them think, has God left us? Does God still care for us? Is his special covenant agreement with us still in place? Has he given up on us? Well, God knows what they're thinking, and through his prophet, he quotes back at them what they're saying. You, my people, say, the Lord God has forgotten me. My Lord has forsaken me. But then he goes on to make it clear that he hasn't forgotten them, that he hasn't given up on them. See, God had been speaking, and we read about this as the superstars read it to us from Isaiah 49, about his special servant. Now, this is a special ruler that God was going to send into the world to rescue his people. This servant is going to bring freedom and comfort and rescue to his people. But the people were so downhearted, so discouraged, that they just found it very difficult to believe it. So God says to them, can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she have no compassion on the child that she has born? Now, when we think of our mothers. Certainly most mothers, we're full of all their qualities. Now, I wonder, what do you think are the main things that we think are great about mothers? Anybody like to shout out some things that mums do for us? Unconditional love. So they keep loving us whatever happens.
Make breakfast.
That's always a good thing, isn't it? Always a good thing. Make breakfast, yeah, and other food and that sort of thing. Yeah, what else do they do? Cook dinner as well. We like our tummies being full, don't we? Other things that mums do for us? You don't know. You've forgotten already. Another one there, yeah? Sorry? Care for us. Yeah, they care for us, don't they? They're a friend to us. All these things, really, really important. A mother's love is so often strong and committed. It's unconditional. It keeps on giving. So no mother in her right mind forgets about her child. No mother, when she's thinking straight, has no sympathy or understanding and love for her children. Well, says God, if that's how a mother is, how much more is it true of me and my attitude to you? Can a mother forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son that she has born? And he adds, these may forget. Just now and again, the pressures of life get too much, and a mother might forget her child. Extremely rarely, but occasionally, a mum might not be loving and compassionate towards her children. Yet, says God, I will not forget you. You see, the people then were far from what they should have been. They'd so often turned away from God. Their being captured and taken away to another country was really their fault when they were honest. But God shows that he hadn't forgotten them. And he still reaches out in love to them. Now, I wonder who's here this morning who needs to remember that great truth that God makes as a pledge. You may have times when you feel that God is far away. You might feel low or downhearted for some reason. You might recognize that you've failed God and that you need his forgiveness. Well, God is reaching out and he's saying, I will not forget you. God's committed love is so strong. He will not forsake us. Now, interestingly, God goes on to underline his special love and shows how we can really know that he does offer it to us. Now, I need somebody to come and have a look at something that I've got in my pocket. Would you like to come and tell me what it is? Yeah, I've got some volunteers there. You can all have a look at it together, you three, because you're on a line. You know what it is?
It's a knife.
It's a knife. Tell me about the knife.
It
has got writing on it.
It's got a trumpet on it.
It has, like a symbol and a logo, hasn't it, of the people that made it. And it's been put on with a special machine, hasn't it? Just rub it with your finger. Does it come off?
No.
It doesn't, does it?
James Dixon and some Sheffield, England.
Sheffield cutlery is the best stuff, you know. Well, there it is. Can you see there? It's been engraved, hasn't it? It's been put on there so that when you rub it, it doesn't come off because it's been engraved with a special machine. The words can't be easily removed. They're permanently written there. They've been engraved. Now, do you remember what God says? He says to his discouraged people, he says to those who believe in him today, can a mother forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the child she has born? These may forget, but I will not forget you. Look, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. It's like God says to his people, look, I love you so much that I have your names engraved on my hands. I love you this much that I have your concerns permanently chiseled into my palms. Now, you know that special servant that God had been promising and that he'd been talking about whilst he made this pledge crops up again in Isaiah's book just a little bit later, and we hear what will happen to the servant. God says through Isaiah, he was despised and rejected, wounded for our transgressions, that is our breaking of God's laws. He was crushed for our sins. Upon him was the punishment that brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. All like sheep have gone astray. We've all turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all. Now those amazing words, of course, are seen to be true in Jesus, the true suffering servant, who hundreds of years after what Isaiah wrote down, came into the world and suffered. He suffered even to the point of death on a cross. And when he died on the cross, nails were put through his hands. And after he'd risen from the dead, one of his friends, Thomas, just couldn't believe that it was true. He wanted proof. And so what did Jesus do? Jesus appeared to him and showed him his hands with the nail marks. A bit like that. You see that? Hands with the nail marks. God says to his people, look, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. So here's God's message all those years ago, showing that his love was so great that even knowing that his people would turn away from him, he sent his son to put things right, to bring acceptance with him, and to change us and to transform us for the better. So on this Mothering Sunday, we can thank God for our mothers. We can thank them if we have them with us as well. We can all be thankful, whatever the situation. And given what we see here from the prophet Isaiah, we can recognize afresh that God's love is so great, it is better than even the love of the very best mother. And that is saying something. Can a mother forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the child she has born? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Look, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love. And we pray that you would open our hearts afresh, each one of us this morning, whatever our thoughts were when we came through the doors. Help us to see more of the height and the length and the depth and the breadth of your love for us in Jesus. And open our hearts that we might respond to you and know your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.